The search is on to find Larry Grayson, who's been missing in the Ortons and Peter for nearly 3 weeks. Larry's a ginger cat, who's owned by City Council for Orton Waterville, Julie Howell. Did you like a wee bit of that than the old Ricky? I thought I'd play that for you, Ricky. Julie, just to give you a wee bit of a bit of feeling about missing your cat, just to cheer you up.
It was very appropriate, and I think the real Larry Grayson would have approved of that choice.
Thank you. Larry Grayson is named after Larry Grayson, presumably.
He is, yes. You have to be a certain age to know. You'd have to be aged, I don't know, 40 plus to know.
Shut that door.
Enjoyed him.
Shut that door.
Exactly. Well, that's the reason I picked that name for him. It's a tribute to Larry Grayson, but also I thought, when I go to the vets, which can be a bit of a depressing place, when the nurse comes out and calls Larry Grayson, someone's going to call out, shut that door. And honestly, it always happens. It's hilarious.
the sad side of it, he's been missing what? For how long?
Since the 3rd of October, he suddenly disappeared. He went out at 6, his dinner's at 7, he didn't reappear, and I knew he was missing at that point.
Right, he's a regular eater then? He's back at 7 every night?
Oh, completely. He's completely different by food, as most domesticated animals are. He's a 3-year-old boy, and yeah, food motivates him. So when he didn't turn up as usual, I knew we were in trouble.
So do you go shouting for him then, Julie?
I do. You know, I thought it was a brilliant name for him, but never envisaged standing in the dark, in the rain, in our local estate, shouting out Larry Grayson, Larry Grayson. But I think my residents are pretty used to that kind of thing from me. So, so far to no effect, other than I would say my humiliation, he hasn't shown his face.
Well, I don't blame you for, you know, if you love that, you love your pet, you want to do that. Any sightings at all then, Julie?
There have been some, and I've been getting a lot of help. Peterborough's Lost Pets is a local Facebook page where you can list out your missing pet. And also Peterborough Cat Rescue, where I got Larry Grayson. They've been great at giving me advice. There have been a lot of sightings, which have been wonderful. A lot of local residents know him and know me, so they've all been very kind. Some of them are hopeful sightings, but he's very fast, so it's really difficult to get a picture of him. And other sightings are, to be honest, way out and look nothing like him. But people want to help, and I really appreciate that.
Apparently he's following your election canvassing routes too.
I'm not sure that that's the reason. He's maybe trying to find his way home, but he's certainly been seen apparently plenty in spots where you might see me. I'm the local councillor for the ward where I live, so I would kind of expect him to be in the local area still, but I would say he's very much his mummy's cat, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, he might be, he's maybe looking for some extra pamphlets to put through the box there. Can you describe him for us, and any of the listeners can help you along? How would you describe Larry Grayson?
Yeah, please, I'd be grateful, because he's been gone 3 weeks now and he could be absolutely anywhere. So he's a ginger tabby, so he's not ginger all over, he's ginger with stripy markings. A lot of them look the same, but he's a bit different because he's got a white mouth and neck. He's got marked white rings on his tail, white feet, the very end of his tail is white, and he's got orange eyes. And I have to tell you, he's a very handsome boy, so he would stand out.
Larry Grayson! I'm just shouting for Larry!
Thank you.
Larry Grayson! All right. Well, Julie, keep in touch. Good luck. I genuinely
Thank
hope you,
you
do. Yeah, because if you miss your pet, it's a...
He's well missed. We're really sad. We want him home.
All right. That's City Councillor Julie Hill, whose cat Larry Grayson is missing in the Ortons in Peterborough.